With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Iran state media says its nuclear facilities have come under attack just hours after Israel threatened to escalate and expand its campaign. It says there is no risk of contamination. John Gambro reports Iran is so desperate it is now drafting 12-year-olds into military service.
We've seen the Iranians increasingly use so-called shoot-and-scoot tactics where they're hiding missile launchers inside of what look like commercial trucks or using other sites far within Iran's mountainous regions to hide from the ongoing American and Israeli airstrikes. Now, this isn't to say that Iran doesn't have pressure. Already, we've seen that its all-volunteer besieged force, which is under its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, is now allowing children as young as 12 to serve in that force and man checkpoints.
The House is now weighing the next steps on legislation to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, including TSA, just not ICE. This traveler says it's about time. He's frustrated with the shutdown.
It's a political pawn, and the people are paying the price. That's what I think. So I think it's absolutely, choose my words, idiotic that the Democrats won't pay these people. It's not.
Vice President Vance has held the inaugural meeting of a new anti-fraud task force he's leading to crack down on the misuse of social programs.
What we're going to actually do is force the bureaucracy to take this seriously and work together as political principals to make sure that we stop allowing fraudsters to steal the American people's money. This is not just theft of the American people's money. This is also theft of critical services that the American people rely on.
On Wall Street, the Dow's down 586. This is SRN News. Canada is advancing a new hate crimes law. Michael Harrington has more details.
The House of Commons has passed legislation that critics warn will criminalize quoting the Bible on issues such as homosexuality. Pastor David Cook tells LifeSite News, quote, Christians will almost certainly face an entirely new level of hostility as the door swings open to actual persecution under a cloak of supposed legality. The bill now goes to the Canadian Senate, which is expected to approve it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are preparing for Passover, which begins April 1st this year. Families will gather at their tables for ritual dinners known as seders. That's where they will recount the biblical story of the Israelites' liberation from slavery in ancient Egypt. In the U.S., most seders are carried out in English, Hebrew, and Aramaic, which was once the lingua franca of much of the ancient Middle East. This is SRN News. A candidate for Vermont's governor brings youth to the race.
Dean Roy is running for governor of Vermont. He's 14.
I kind of just looked up what the age limit was to run for governor. I figured out that there are none. Our constitution is really, really old.
The freshman at Stowe High School says he became interested in politics following a field trip to the state capitol. Then, while in the eighth grade, he worked at the capitol as a page.
As your governor, I will fight to expand affordable housing.
Roy, who created his own Freedom and Unity Party, will be the first candidate for governor under the age of 18 to appear on the state's general election ballot. I'm Donna Warder.
Savannah Guthrie will return to NBC's Today Show next month. That's after a two-month absence sparked by her 84-year-old mother's apparent abduction. And the longtime co-anchor said in an interview that joy will be my protest. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.